from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Vandals painted a symbol associated with Hamas on a synagogue here in the Squirrel Hill part of our hometown. And this is a short walking distance from Tree of Life. We've seen way too much of this. As you know, the details of Tree of Life, and 11 people were murdered, Jewish people just praying on a Saturday, 2018. And this graffiti is very disturbing, as you might understand. And joining us is Rabbi Yisrael from the Chabad in Squirrel Hill. Rabbi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
First thing I think of is, will this ever end? And what does this do to your community every time these kinds of things happen?
So, will this ever end, I think, is... meaning that the answer lies with all of us. This will end when the community at large, everyone here in our city, understands what's right, what's wrong, what's light, what's dark, what's moral and immoral, and we make that clear. When something tragic like this happens, and thank God it was just a, you know, spray paint on a building and not any human lives involved, people have to see for what it is. It is vandalism, it's anti-Semitism, it's an act of hate and needs to be treated as such. The moment people start saying, well, they are just feeling the plight of these people, those people, that at that moment, as the moment people start speaking like that, people start justifying and understanding where they're coming from, that's how this hatred continues to breed and grow. So as a religious leader, my job is to teach people good from bad. My job is to help people see what's right and what's wrong. And I would hope that the community at large should be able to see, you know, obviously there's some bad people out there, but what's important is that they don't get the support. They don't get any understanding for what they're doing, clear clarity of what's right and what's wrong. And so when the community as a whole starts understanding that, and starts making that, you know, the way they treat these acts, when politicians and city leaders, state leaders, country leaders, you know, on every level, and every type of leadership, whether it's religious leadership, communal leadership, every level of leadership, when they start treating this as hatred without any justification, then we will start seeing a good change, and we will see more good change, and we'll see all the good people dominating and what's going on. And as you asked, what's going to do to us? That's exactly what it's going to do for us. We're just going to continue to do the good things that we do. We don't stop from this. We just get bigger and better.
And along that line, Rabbi, I would like to share with you that Mayor Ganey, the city council, the city controller, released a statement about Jewish hate, saying that our neighbors awoke yet again to find their religious and community institutions vandalized, this time anti-Semitic graffiti on Chabad at Squirrel Hill in the offices of the Jewish Federation. And as city leaders, let us be clear, acts of Jewish hate, including vandalism and ethnic imitation, must stop.
Yeah, and we really appreciate, I appreciate the mayor and the city council, and I think the city controller was on that too, putting that together. They this time, in words so far, and as we go forward, hopefully in action too, have really stood up to calling it for what it is. The mayor was at Chabad yesterday, first thing in the morning. The city controller was there first thing in the morning. Some of the council member, Council Warwick called me first thing in the morning. So they've shown their support, and I'm very happy that this proclamation that they put out, this statement that they put out yesterday, was unequivocal. Unfortunately, not all of the statements in the past have been such. So I'm very happy to see that we're getting good support from the city, and with God's help, we're able to catch the criminal, and we'll continue to go forward in continuing to live in this beautiful city that we all love, and a city that really, I would say, not a vast majority, almost everyone in this city are people of love, and we got to be the dominant voice in this city.
And the governor, Josh Shapiro, who you know, I'm sure, very well, put out this statement. They should not need to wake up to anti-Semitic graffiti in their neighborhood. Vandalism of any type of a house of worship has no home in our commonwealth. We must all continue to call it out and speak with moral clarity. That said, Rabbi, with a chance, with some ears listening now, what clarifications would you like to make to anybody who maybe misunderstands what's going on here?
I think, obviously, we're concerned about what's happening here in Pittsburgh. That's what the city leaders, the governor, they have to be. That's what they're focused on. But obviously, as everyone knows, the graffiti was about Israel. That was what this was about. This was about, obviously, part of the moral clarity that needs to be clear from our leaders are what's going on in the Middle East. We have Israel, which is a democratic country, a democracy, the only democracy in the region, that was attacked by a terrorist organization. Terrorist organization termed so by the United States State Department. This is the United States sees Hamas as a terrorist organization. They terrorized Israel all these years, and certainly on October 7th, on our holy, on a holiday of Shmini Atzeret, which was supposed to be the day of greatest joy under the Jewish calendar. They came, they terrorized, they killed, they murdered, they raped, they did everything that no human can imagine can be done to men, women, children, and babies. And then they used their own civilians to protect themselves by putting them in harm's way. They use schools, they use mosques, they see absolutely no boundary between what's acceptable and unacceptable in war. They are terrorists. They're not a country. They're not a people. People say they're acting like animals. We shouldn't embarrass our animals by referring to them as animals. These are literally barbaric people, and therefore we need to see it for what it is. Unfortunately, children get killed when they're used as human shields. Any child that's killed in Gaza, any civilian that's killed in Gaza is 100% Hamas's fault, period. And until our leadership can say that, until everyone understands that, we are not going to, we're going to see people have a voice to express, their hatred. When hate gets confused with right, gets confused with wrong, when moral gets confused with immoral, unfortunately, people then do immoral acts.
Rabbi, we appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure. And may we continue to see the beauty of our city and all people coming together to share love, kindness, and joy.
Rabbi Yisrael Altin, the director of the Chabad Synagogue in Squirrel Hill. And for those outside the region, that's a neighborhood in the city of Pittsburgh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.